Well, hello. Busy as always here in the Capitol again. Of course, we've had a lot of issues to deal with, weather probably being one of the primary issues. Not that we can actually control what the weather does. Kind of wish we could at times. But with the cold temperatures, we've had to deal with propane shortages and all of that. Now, I think the good news is we did get some money to maybe help some low-income people get through, and I think the propane companies are trying to work out some issues as far as making sure everybody gets enough to stay warm. We hope that's the case. Generally this time of year, you know, we've had some 40 degree temperatures. That just hasn't happened. And if it did, it was back to zero that night. So we hope those are behind us very shortly. I know they're talking it's still going to be cold, but you know, the Farmer's Almanac and the persimmon seeds would have told you that. But as far as here in the Capitol, there's a lot of issues that we deal with. One that we've been dealing with these first 30 days of session has been the gubernatorial appointments. The gubernatorial appointments, in my opinion, are probably one of the most important things that the Senate has to work with. We can either confirm or not confirm those appointments, but we have a lot of very important boards, the directors that the governor chooses, and that we can actually have a little direction over how they play out, whether we confirm or not confirm. We're wrapping that up. It's kept us very busy. I'm on that committee, and we're wrapping up what we could. I think I heard yesterday there are 17 that we didn't get to. Now, the governor has the right to withdraw those appointments and then reappoint them. That would be next week. But, you know, when you look at transportation and conservation and all of those very important positions and boards, commissions, That's where I think we need to have some direction. And one issue that I've had is that maybe Missouri is not being covered as broadly as we should. It seems like a lot of those appointments come from the urban areas. With conservation, they've all been south of the river. It's been 35 years since we've had anybody from Northeast Missouri on the Conservation Commission. I did stop one of those appointments that the governor had made, so there is still an opening, and I'm certainly hoping that the person that he chooses will be from Northeast Missouri. Other issues, some bills that I've filed, one of them deals with sheriffs. People might ask why I think sheriffs' salaries need to go up or their wages. Actually, the sheriffs do work for the state. It's state laws that they're upholding. They do that work. They probably have more people under them than any other person in the county courthouse. And the state, to be honest, we haven't been providing enough money to cover their jail costs. But one way that we can, I'm working on different issues that we can maybe help offset some of those costs to the counties. And my provision for the sheriff's wage increase doesn't come from county GR. It actually comes from a fund that was developed that goes into a special fund that the sheriffs can draw from. We've been doing floor action here in the Senate. We've got some bills to the floor, got a few through. So we continue to be very busy. Committees are also heating up, and we're moving legislation along. I certainly hope everybody stays warm, and I hope to see you next week.